couple of quick notes before we start the show. First, this episode is best experienced in a quiet place using good headphones. But if you can't do that, I won't judge. The show still stands on its own. You just might not get the physical reaction. And that brings me to point number two. We're talking about a subject that could possibly give you a physical reaction. Don't worry, it's perfectly safe and can happen without anyone around you knowing. But you'll need to be really relaxed in order for it to happen. We've put lots of opportunities in this episode to trigger it, and I encourage you to actively think about it and try to experience it. Okay, here we go.
Hello, my name is Maria, and I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
You're listening to 20,000 Hertz. I'm Dallas Taylor.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's a pleasant, tingling feeling that you experience when you hear unique, soft voices or hear certain soothing sounds, such as tapping or both.
Depending on your age and internet consumption, you either already know exactly what ASMR is, or you have absolutely no idea what's happening right now.
ASMR is basically sounds that trigger almost a tingling sensation for people.
That's Jai Berger, a sound designer here at DeFacto Sound.
Sometimes it's like on the top of their head or like in the back of their neck, but it also can be used just for as a relaxation tool. And certain sounds are different triggers for different people.
And honestly, it feels pleasurable, which is I feel uncomfortable saying that, but it does.
That's Colin DeVarney, also a sound designer here at DeFacto.
The things that trigger it are so random, and it's weird to say that I get pleasure from somebody like unwrapping a gift or like listening to them do a task like quietly.
I don't partake in the watching of the ASMR videos.
This is Nick Spradlin, also a sound designer here at DeFacto.
The virtual haircut or watching any of the ASMR videos, like just everyday sounds, I have no reaction to. Since I was a musician for so long, a lot of stuff I listen to, I'll get chills with certain music. And I never really knew what that was called. And I guess I think that's ASMR. That's my knowledge of it now. It's like, oh, I guess that's what that is.
And here's Sam Sneebly's opinion of ASMR.
Honestly, it really creeps me out.
For me, it kind of feels like a tingle or a chill that goes up the back of my spine and into my brain. To get everyone on the same page, we listen to some popular ASMR tracks all together. This one's close for me. It's close. Okay, Sam, it sounds like you have something to say about this.
I really don't like it.
I actually kind of like this one.
Yeah, this is enjoyable.
Many people ask how to eat muesli. The simple answer is just add milk. However,
as weird as this is, I like it for being this weird.
So this might have triggered my ASMR, but once that guy's voice, I think, is now ruined for me. I don't think it just gets me out of it.
Oh, I like that.
Me too.
Okay, any thoughts?
I like that one more than most we listen to.
I would just like to point out that Sam looks like she's about to puke.
Oh my God, my ear. I don't like it. It makes me so uncomfortable.
I also disliked that one.
So you disliked it. Sam hated it. Colin and I got the little response. Jai?
That one was, I didn't get like a response, but I found it relaxing.
Sam, can you describe what's happening on screen right now?
Well, she has these fluffy windscreens on each of the mics, and she is caressing them. Gently.
Can you describe her facial expression?
She's really into it.
That last ASMR clip we heard was from one of the top ASMR artists on YouTube. Her name is Maria, and her YouTube moniker is Gentle Whispering. In that clip, she was whispering, but she also used tapping, brushing, exhaling, and even role-playing to make these ASMR triggering sounds. In all, her videos have been viewed and listened to over 438 million times.
Maria is an ASMR artist who has one of the highest number of subscribers.
That's Julia Poerio, a psychology researcher studying ASMR at the University of Sheffield.
I find her personally very relaxing. She has a sort of Russian/American accent. She has amazing hand movements that are incredibly relaxing. She speaks in a very calming way, and she's really good at explaining things.
We want someone to comfort us, to tell us that we're so great, that we are appreciated. You are appreciated.
It's sort of a tingling sensation that starts kind of at the top of my head and spreads down strong through my limbs as well. So one way that I really like to think about it is as if somebody has opened a can of fizzy drink under my skin, so it's kind of bubbling, and it's kind of warm and relaxing.
Imagine one of those scalp massagers you see in SkyMall. You know the one. It looks like an open-ended whisk with thin metal spindles and tiny metal nubs on the ends.
You put them down on your head, and they're like metal little spikes, and they move into your scalp. And that's kind of what ASMR feels like. It's very, very relaxing. What's interesting about ASMR is that it's a stimulus in one modality, like sound, that is producing a tactile sensation. So you are experiencing almost the feeling of being touched through sound. People generally fall into one of two categories. They either think that ASMR is something that everybody has, and of course everyone experiences this sort of tingling feeling when they hear soft speaking, or they think that they're the only person that's had it and they don't realise that it's something that other people experience.
ASMR became popular with the rise of YouTube. Some credit a thread on Reddit around 2007 where people started first talking about head tingles in response to sound. But it really took off when a woman in the UK posted the first whispering video on YouTube in 2009. That was under the moniker Whispering Life.
Hello. I thought that I'd make some videos of me whispering because I absolutely love listening to people whisper, which is really, really weird.
A lot of people, when they find out about the ASMR community and they find out that they can watch these videos on YouTube, they're like, wow, this is amazing because this is something that I've experienced all my life and I didn't know that I could go and intentionally experience it.
By 2010, a cybersecurity professional named Jennifer Allen decided this experience needed a more scientific-sounding name. So she coined the ASMR label and created a Facebook group for fans to discuss the experience.
I used to go and seek out ASMR experiences before I knew about the ASMR community. So I used to go and seek them out in my everyday life. Once I signed up to a credit card because the woman in the bank was really relaxing and was going through like a form and all these sorts of things, and it was amazing and I found it so relaxing. I know, it's really bad, isn't it? But the woman was so relaxing and she was form filling, and that's one of my triggers, somebody filling out a form. I like hotel check-in is a massive, I love checking into hotels or places, or I love somebody just taking information and just typing things in. Yeah, it's really relaxing. I cancelled the credit card. So I was aware that it was literally only because I wanted her to carry on talking so much.
Even the advertising world has caught on to the allure of ASMR. Popular brands such as IKEA, KFC, and Dove have created advertising produced with intentional ASMR triggers. In this ad for Dove Chocolate in China, a woman crinkles a chocolate wrapper, unwraps it, and then pops a piece into her mouth. If companies are using ASMR to sell their products, this must be a credible phenomenon, right? What is the science behind ASMR? Is there any? More on that in a moment. By the time I need to hire someone at my sound design studio, DeFacto Sound, I'm already slammed. That's why Indeed is super useful. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Indeed takes all of the labor-intensive parts of searching and matching for candidates and does them for you. Indeed's smart matching engine will read through dozens of applications and cross-reference them against each other. Indeed will also send out messages to all the candidates that didn't make it with just one click. It's not just about saving time, it's also about quality. According to their own data, 93% of employers say that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And we've got a great deal for you. Right now, our listeners can get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/Hertz. That's Indeed.com/HERTZ. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
ASMR, or Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, is a physical response to certain sounds. People who have this response often call them head tingles or sparkles.
I think the biggest term that best describes ASMR is relaxing.
That's Dr. Craig Richard. He's a professor at Shenandoah University and founder of ASMRuniversity.com.
Some also will use terms like it's comforting and it's soothing. And then usually associated with that are head tingles. And they're sometimes described as sparkly and staticky and, for the most part, enjoyable. And overall, that just leads to this relaxing, tingly sensation that, for some people, it's great for dealing with stress. And for other people, they use it to help them fall asleep.
Like many people, Craig didn't immediately connect with the concept when he first heard about it.
I'm a physiologist. So when I heard this term, I knew that was not a physiological term. I didn't really believe what they were saying. It just sounded like something woo-woo or made up. And then they gave an example of something that people who have ASMR find relaxing. And they brought up Bob Ross.
All right, let's go up to the canvas. And let's put in some happy little tree shapes. And I'm just looking for some basic shapes here. Don't want a lot of detail. And all we're doing is just sort of touching the canvas. And
that was when I made the connection for myself. Because I remember being a kid. And I would come home from school, flip the channels, come across Bob Ross. I didn't have any interest in painting. I still have never painted. It's not the painting. It was him. It was his demeanor, his disposition. And I found it super relaxing, and I would put down a floor pillow and I would watch him. And I never really saw him complete a painting because I would end up falling asleep. And I didn't think much of that until I heard not everyone reacts to Bob Ross like that. And I said, wow.
It's still a mystery exactly why anyone experiences ASMR to begin with. But there are a lot of theories.
One thing I wonder about is by looking at a lot of the triggers and what's common to all these triggers that do stimulate ASMR in some individuals, is they tend to be a lot of the same kind of triggers that you would use to soothe a baby. So it's whispering, it's talking softly, it's personal attention. It's light touching. And all that is very important from the day we're born, that we have to have some kind of, innate response to be soothed by people who care for us.
Back when Craig first discovered ASMR, there wasn't much research, so he decided to do something about that.
So that's when I started the website, asmruniversity.com, to kind of put forth some large theories based upon my understanding of physiology. We launched the survey a couple years ago, and we've had over 23,000 responses. The top responses are that they feel relaxed, they feel calmed, they feel soothed, they feel sleepy. And we ask them about what are the physical sensations you feel. And sure enough, tingles is number one, and it's occurring in the head. So this is important because it's confirming what a lot of ASMR artists and a lot of ASMR consumers are saying, and that's important.
Hello. Welcome back to the spa. It's very nice to see you again. It's been a very long time since you visited the spa. After 5 years of creating content myself, I've learned that our audience is not just made up of people who have ASMR. It is also people who are sleep deprived.
That's Somni Rose, an ASMR artist who does a lot of role-playing videos, mostly recreating a spa experience.
They are suffering, for example, from insomnia. They are currently experiencing a lot of stress, or they have depression. And as the number of views continues to grow, to me, it shows that there is a need for quiet entertainment. We are providing quiet entertainment for individuals who are looking for something that helps them relax, something like white noise or pink noise, but instead there's more substance to it. The viewers enjoyed the sound combination of a human voice and the rain. And on top of that, the role play is about skincare. So they like the pampering and the one-on-one attention that the character provided. What I would like is to give your skin enough time to absorb all these ingredients that we have used. And now you are ready for a quick nap.
Another ASMR artist, who goes by Jellybean Green, says her earliest memories of experiencing ASMR were in grade school. So once she became an established artist, she went back to something she remembered as very satisfying, peeling glue from her hands.
All right, so the glue has mostly dried on my hand. I'm not sure if I made it thick enough to get a good peel, but we'll see. YouTube video comment sections aren't always the most eloquent places, but in the ASMR community, I've really noticed in my videos, there are a lot of people for whom ASMR has been a life changer. Relief from insomnia, anxiety, depression, PTSD, and even if that relief is brief and temporary, anyone who's suffered from those things knows that a little bit of relief can go a long way. ASMR videos have helped me through some really difficult times. I have long history of mental illness myself, anxiety, depression, OCD, and it's something I've been in and out of treatment for since I was very young. So my favorite ASMR videos and my favorite ASMR content creators mean so much to me. And when people take the time to let me know that my videos have helped them, it makes me feel like I've been able to pay that forward, pay, you know, what I've received forward in some small way. And it's amazing. It's really, really gratifying.
In a noisy, stressful, and distracting world. And ASMR offers us the chance to slow down and be in the moment, to be present with our bodies and mind. There's something really cool about hearing a simple, pure, and gentle sound. And having that jump from our sense of hearing to our sense of touch, it really speaks to the power of sound. It also reminds us that as much as we know about sound and the human body, there's still a lot to find out. Maybe one day researchers will tell us all about it. But for now, find a quiet place, a few YouTube videos, and try it out for yourself. Hertz is produced out of the studios of DeFacto Sound, a sound team that supports ad agencies, filmmakers, and video game developers. Check out recent work at defactosound.com.
This episode was written and produced by Carolyn McCulley.
And me, Dallas Taylor.
With help from Sam Sneemley,
Nick Spradlin,
and Colin DeVarney.
It was edited, sound designed, and mixed by Jai Berger.
Thanks to our guests, researchers Julia Poerio and Craig Richard. You can listen to the ASMR artistry of Somni Rose, Jellybean Green, Whispering Life, Gentle Whispering, ASMR Basic, The ASMR Nerd, and The Tingle Twins on YouTube. Craig Richard maintains the website ASMRuniversity.com. You can find links to the YouTube videos in the show on our website, 20k.org. The music in this episode is courtesy of our friends at MusicBed, and they've completely rebuilt their platform with brand new features and advanced filters to make finding the perfect song easier and faster. Learn more at musicbed.com/new. Finally, tell your friends about this episode. I'll be eternally grateful. Thanks for listening.